Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Grant. He's Danny. This is The Fan. I'd say today's one of those days. It's a good thing the commercial breaks aren't live on the radio. That's all I'll say.
I don't know that I could have ever said anything more specifically that would have gotten me fired than what I said just now during the commercial break.
I don't think you'd have been fired for it.
I think so.
I think you'd be unpopular for it.
This is one of those ones where they go, step into my office. Why? Because you're bleeping fired.
Jay Gruden on Chris Thompson is what you heard on the way back in. I'd like to see more Chris Thompson. The problem is everyone wants to make him now the guy in this backfield. If you do that, you will lose him for a major stretch of this season.
That's what they're worried about.
I'm warning you, and I'm telling you that right now. It has always happened. So what the best case scenario is a little bit more than you're getting. He had 6 touches this past week. I'd like to get him in the 10 to 15 range. I'd like to target him 6 or 7 times in the passing game, give him 5 or 6 carries probably. That's about where I want Chris Thompson to be. Maybe as many as 10 carries on a day where he's feeling good and you're operating a lot out of the gun and the spread and you hurry up with some tempo and you're giving him the ball as the personal protector next to Kirk Cousins with some of those draws that you run that have been very successful. But I don't want him getting 17, 18 carries. We have learned enough. We're smart enough. We know his college and pro history tells us that will not fly.
I like the carries fine, especially change of pace. Now, everyone's wowed by that 61-yarder, and it was awesome. But outside of that, I think you're talking like 3 carries for 9 yards through a couple different games.
Yeah, but this is 2 years straight in this offense where he's been great. I mean, last year he averaged 5 yards a carry.
He did. And again, it's those third down give up plays or second and long draws where the defense is backing up and they're giving him that. I don't care about first down when everybody's lined up trying to knock somebody back. I don't want 25 handling football then.
Fair.
Here's what I want. More first downs where you are in like a 3-receiver set and he's out there and it's like, okay, now we can run out of this set. I want less when they go 2 tight ends or an extra lineman type style offense trying to pound the football.
Yeah, that's what Rob Kelly and Samaje Perine are for.
So that's why they're here.
I think we're in lockstep probably on Thompson then. One thing I would say, though, is philosophically on offense, I want chunk yardage players. I want guys who can turn a crevice into a crater. I want guys who can make a first down a touchdown. Thompson can do that. Very few guys on this team can.
He's a matchup.
Rob Kelly does not score a touchdown on that draw. Not even close. Probably gets 7 yards. Maybe gets 4. Samaje Perine does not score a touchdown on that draw. Just like in the past, DeSean Jackson could score on plays. Pierre Garçon couldn't. Garçon on plays. Maurice Harris couldn't. I can go down the list. Thompson has a special open field ability that other running backs on the team do not have.
Correct. And here's why I'd like him not just on third down. Say, for example, you go in with your base package, whatever it is. Let's say 3-by-1, okay? 3 wide receivers, 1 tight end. The defense lines up in their base. If I'm Kirk Cousins, I go, oh, hey, there's a base defense. Check, check. Chris, run to the slot. Linebacker's going to run with you. Thanks. That's a conversion. That's something that can't happen.
Yeah.
A safety checking him. Again, that's a win.
By the way, you're going to see more of this. Good call by you. They had 2 plays where they got him one-on-one with a linebacker on a little bit of a choice route out of the backfield. The first, he fell down completely. Cousins had to wait and pat the ball, then went back to him when he got open, and the ball got batted at the line of scrimmage. Would have been a nice gain in the middle of the field. The second was the wide-open play that could have gone for 50 yards.
And he dropped.
Everyone keeps saying he was going to score on that play. I don't think that's true going back and watching.
He had a chance at a huge play.
Yes, he would have gotten a lot of yards. Let's go to Pat in Alexandria. What's up, Pat?
What's going on, guys?
What up, buddy?
You hit the nail on the head with this one. Chris Thompson, so far, he's definitely been our offensive MVP. Breaks tackles after the catch. You know, makes something out of nothing. And just putting on for our offense, man. No doubt about it.
Appreciate you, man. It's funny that you say that, but it's true. Thompson, easily the Redskins' most valuable player to this point.
On offense, yeah.
Last year, their offensive MVP was either Cousins or you probably would go with a guy like Jamison Crowder if you're going to take the quarterback out of the equation. Right now, Thompson, and it's been 8 quarters and 2 games, has kind of run away with the rest of I think the votes, because Terrell Pryor, up and down, a lot of drops. Josh Doctson, non-existent. Ryan Grant's been good, but he had one catch. It was a game-winning
touchdown. Yeah, let's settle down.
But not a lot going on there. Who else? Crowder came to life in the second half, but for the first three halves of football in six quarters was just another guy running around.
142 total yards and three touchdowns. That's your offensive MVP through two games, yeah.
Go to JaVale and Culpepper. Hey, JaVale.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing, man?
What's up, man?
Good.
Hey, first of all, I want to say I'm pro Kirk. I'm a Kirk supporter. But the game rides on KC this week, man.
It does.
You know, I believe that our defense has proven over the first 2 weeks that it's going to be serviceable this year. You know, last week we faced a young quarterback in only a second game with a new coach. You know, the first week we went up against, you know, the Eagles, and their quarterback play wasn't the determining factor of why we lost the game, more so than the turnovers were. But this week, Carr's going to come out slinging, man. You know, Kirk's going to have a game like he had last year against the Packers, you know, where he needs to go drive for drive, you know, with this offense that the Raiders have, man. So I think, you know, just like last year, the first 2 weeks against the Steelers and the Cowboys, you know, people were having their doubts about Kirk. You know, after week three, he started ramping it up. Hey, prime time, I look for him to do it again this week.
Yeah, last year, week three was at the Giants. Cousins had a huge game in a win, including back-to-back plays to really jumpstart his season in the second quarter when the offense was off to a slow start, where his spark plug, DeSean Jackson, got him going.
A great play by Jackson. I mean, great.
He made a great play on a 30-yard catch on the sideline, and then he made a 40-plus-yard catch in the end zone on maybe Cousins' best throw of the first half of the season. And they eventually came back and won that game. Jackson's not here anymore. Cindy's in Springfield. What's up, Cindy?
Hi. First of all, I love you guys. And I want to say that I want to echo what was said earlier about the offensive line, because when Kirk gets rattled early, it seems like he has a hard time, like, recovering if he's got all these huge guys coming at him right away. So I want to say, offensive line, do your job.
Appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Thanks for the call. This is the stiffest test for a front that has not been good. Now, O-line always is kind of what we chalk it up to. We think tackles, guard, center. So much more to protection than that. Mm-hmm. Tight ends, running backs. I'll give you a great example. You go back to my biggest frustration with a pass protection breakdown this past week when they left a big play to Josh Doctson on the field on a play-action boot. Yes, Sean Laval got beat. That's offensive line. But if Samaje Perine, coming out of the backfield as a check-down candidate, is smart enough, and if he was a veteran, if it was Thompson or Kelly, he probably would have, to just throw his shoulder into a D lineman that has Laval beat and has the angle now, Cousins gets the throw off for easily 20-plus yards to Doctson and probably a lot more. That's an example where, as the coaches grade that play out,
right?
Yes, Sean Laval got beat, but Samaje Perine's supposed to be there to help him. He wasn't. There are plays where Vernon Davis or Jordan Reed are in to block in week one. The tight end position, Niles Paul, where someone gets beat in pass protection. It's not all the offensive line, but collectively, just that group in general, you have not dealt with a guy like Khalil Mack yet. You've dealt with great tackles. Fletcher Cox is a 8 out of 10. Aaron Donald is a 9 out of 10. Look at what Aaron Donald did last night.
That was a grown man thing.
He took over a couple drives. They dealt with them, but have they dealt with a pass rusher like Khalil Mack?
Not like this. This is a poor man's Von Miller, or not even a poor man. It's kind of like a guy that makes a couple less.
Is Vontae Mack from draft day? I've almost called Khalil Mack Vontae Mack twice.
Vontae Mack, no matter what, is draft day.
That's
Kevin
a
Costner.
Fake player from draft day.
Yeah, that's not a real person.
Did they base him off Khalil Mack?
I can only assume yes. I don't have a good answer for that, but right. I'm going to say yeah. You buy it?
He's a pass rusher, right?
He's an outside linebacker, pass rusher.
Yeah, I think that was Khalil Mack's alter ego. And Arian Foster was in that movie as well, wasn't he?
I barely remember.
He played the running back who they drafted, I think, in the end because they traded for him or something.
I just remember so much Jennifer Garner with her arms crossed.
A lot of that.
Like, just sort of like trying to be supportive.
We'll support Matt Fortuna's college football analysis at 1. He's going to be on the show. Next, our favorite games of the weekend. Which matchups do we love the most on the NFL slate? We're Grant and Danny.
Guys, I love fantasy football. You probably do too if you're listening to this program. It's a blast, right? We all know it. What's the best part of fantasy football? You know the answer. It's the draft. Well, what if I told you, 30 for 30 style, that you can draft every week? Your daily fantasy lineup will never be the same. So when you go to a daily fantasy site, the appeal is you don't have the year-long commitment to players, right? You don't have to deal with David Johnson and the waiver wire and everything else. Well, when you have a great idea, so do thousands of other people. Now go to Draft. Go into the App Store, get the Draft app. It's very simple. Or go to draft.com. Use my promo code to get a free game. We'll tell you about that in a second. But you draft a unique lineup. It's yours. It's nobody else's. It's your lineup. Plus, you win cold hard cash. And how about you? Your chances of winning? 80% better than on the normal salary cap sites. You're intrigued, aren't you? This is so much fun. Did a baseball league last night. I got three or four drafts going for this weekend. Probably do another couple here this afternoon before I head out to do my weekend activities. It is awesome. It is so much fun. Drafts only take about 5-6 minutes. Set it, forget it. What you do, get that Draft app, right? Use my promo code 1067Danny. That's 1067Danny. You get a free play and a real money game when you make your first deposit. That's 1067Danny, draft.com, or the Draft app on your phone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.